Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, every now and then you come across something on Twitter that gives you pause. For me recently, it was Bob Hayes tweeting, "My 96-year-old mom tested positive for COVID-19. She's got a cough and a slight fever. Her nursing home is under quarantine. We can now only see her through her outside window. A request. She loves cats. Please send cute cat pics and I'll print and paste them to her window. Thanks." Well, people sent pictures of their cats in nurses' caps, cats in scrubs. Seattle resident Bob Hayes and his mom, Tomoko, are not alone. CNBC is reporting that 147 nursing homes in 27 states have at least one resident with COVID-19, despite rules barring visitors. What must that be like? Well, let's ask. Bob Hayes is director of research and analytics at the consulting firm Indigo Slate in Seattle. More important, the son of Tomoko Hayes. Bob, how's your mom doing?
She's doing well, actually. I just got an update yesterday from my brother, my twin brother, and her fever is down to 99, and they're kind of concerned about her not drinking and eating, but other than that, she's pretty stable.
Well, that is great to hear. And how did people respond to your request?
Oh, my God. I'm overwhelmed. I sent the tweet out on Saturday evening, and within the next, like, hour or two, I had hundreds, and then overnight, it just kept growing and growing, and I'm seriously overwhelmed. I can't see all these cat pictures. I think I had over 50,000 people send me pictures, and some of them sent me more than one. So I have like 100,000 pictures I have to sift through. It's beautiful.
Well, yeah, it was. And when you come across the one of the big fat calico on her back, that's mine. Mm-hmm. How is she responding to them?
She has dementia, so you know, she looks at them and smiles. And she has some baby dolls with her.
Oh, dementia and COVID-19. And separated from her family by a window. We've been seeing heartbreaking pictures of, you know, elderly grandparents seeing a granddaughter's engagement ring through a nursing home window. A man seeing his great-grandchild through the nursing home window. This has got to be tough.
It's sad because it's hard not to hug your loved ones. And I miss my whole family, actually. We were on a Zoom call the other night. I just miss hugging them and being with them.
Yeah.
Especially my mom in the time of need.
Well, in the time of need, 96. Do you know, by the way, how she contracted the COVID-19?
So I know her friends had it, were diagnosed like a week or two before that. And so they were just waiting to see. Then they thought, well, she just test all the residents.
Well, and there you are in the Seattle area. We're well aware of the Kirkland, Washington Life Care Center nursing home where this terrible outbreak really exploded. Dozens of the nursing home residents there have died. So, you know, the toughest question of all, and I want to be tender about this, but are you contemplating that you may not be able to be by her side? Should that happen?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. With that alone, it's sad. But one thing I'm content with is that she lived a long life. You know, she has awesome kids, awesome grandkids, great-grandkids. So she's made a mark on the world. So if she has to go, I understand. It'll suck. But she had a good run, as my friends would say.
How are you handling it? Because thousands of people in this country are, and we know outside of the Life Care Center, the adult children of these patients were outraged and, you know, holding up protest signs that they couldn't go in. You know, thousands of people are having to adjust that they can't go in.
Right.
Is there something you might do by the window? How have you thought about that?
Well, the family members are taking shifts as we visit her. We stay far apart and we stand there and we talk to her for a spell.
Through the window.
Yeah, exactly through the window. You know, we yell at the window and, you know, we have a good time. We say hi and we laugh and we make the best of it.
Well, and you have cat pictures.
And yes, and we have hundreds and thousands of cat pictures.
I'm thinking if your mom doesn't see them, you and your family members.
Oh, it's true. I'm so overwhelmed that I've asked my grandnephew and niece to look through them and pick the favorite ones. And those are the ones I'll print out because, I can't withdraw all of them.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to tell people to keep sending them. How about that?
Please do. It cheers me up. All the well wishes. I'm overwhelmed. I get choked up sometimes when I read them. They're beautiful. Yeah. Hashtag Tomoko's cats.
We wish you, Bob Hayes, and your mom, Tomoko, all the best as you try to make the best of this terrible situation. And in so doing, give an example to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't imagine it, separated from your mom by a window. We'll link you to Bob's Twitter account and some adorable pictures at hereandnow.org.